When Neve pulled up the blinds, the kitchen sprang into life like a theatre set, empty and waiting for the familiar show to begin. She looked around. It was all a bit threadbare, the skirting boards scuffed and that crack running down the wall. She and Fletcher had been meaning to do something about it for years. There were wine stains on the table and a couple of cigarette burns, cobwebs drifting high up among the lights. Dinner from last night hadn't been properly cleared away. There were dirty plates on the surface next to the sink, and the milk had been left out. Last night. She let the memory pulse through her, and then she pushed it away. Not now. Not here. The clock said it was 7:10. She filled a glass with water and drank it slowly, tied her dressing gown more firmly, took a deep breath and turned to face the room. The door opened on cue. "Morning," she said cheerfully to her eldest son. Rory blinked, mumbled something, bobbing his head. He was wearing blue jeans, a blue t-shirt and a blue jumper. He had her Irish paleness and he was going to be tall, as she was. In the last year, he had grown by 4 inches, like a piece of elastic being stretched to the point of snapping. Sometimes Neve thought she could almost see him growing, his limbs elongating, his feet large and flat, his bony face exhausted. "You're very matching," she said. She wanted to put an arm round him, but she restrained herself. He had started to dislike being touched. Hugging him had become a stiff, awkward business. He would soon be 11. Next year he would be at secondary school and in uniform. He sat at the table and she put a packet of cornflakes in a bowl in front of him and got the milk from the fridge. He only ever ate cornflakes for breakfast, and now he tipped a rustling heap of them into the bowl and covered it with a pool of milk. He pulled a book towards him and opened it. From upstairs came the sound of raised voices, a lavatory flushing, a door banging. With a jolt, she remembered the clothes she had flung into the washing machine last night and hurriedly pulled them out into the clothes basket. The clock said 7:15. "Morning," Neve said again, still cheery. One of her jobs had always been to crank up the day, get them all going. It was Fletcher entering this time, his hair damp from the shower and his beard newly trimmed. He barely looked at her, staring abstractedly out into the garden instead. She was grateful for that. "Tea?" he asked. She didn't need to answer. She always had tea in the morning. Fletcher always had coffee. It was his job to make them and empty the dishwasher and put out the rubbish. It was her job to get breakfast down the children and make their packed lunches. She shook oats into a saucepan and added milk and a tiny pinch of salt, put it on the hob to heat. She did it all without thinking. Connor had porridge with golden syrup on top every morning. Fletcher had toast and marmalade. Fletcher poured water onto the tea bags, then went to the stairs and shouted, "Connor, breakfast!" Dreamily, Neve stirred the porridge, feeling it thicken against the spoon. Her body felt soft and boneless. In the garden, the autumn light was thick. She put one thumb against her lower lip and for a brief moment closed her eyes. She heard dimly that Fletcher was saying something just behind her and looked round. "What are your plans today?" He put a mug of tea in front of her. "I thought I'd go to the allotment, make the most of my new free time,"